A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 16. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed such a large number of fish that their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. While he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, "But go and show yourself to the priest, and make an offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, for a proof of them." But now even more the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he would withdraw to a desolate place and pray. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Daniel Hahn, Jr., St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Millvale, Pennsylvania.
Grace and peace be with you in the name of Jesus. There were two empty boats on the shore, and they bore testimony to what must have been a terribly frustrating night. All through the night, Peter and his companions had labored, lowering the fishing nets into the water, raising them up again, only to find them empty. All of their time and effort had yielded nothing. They were exhausted. They would have no income that day and perhaps no food. But at least the work was nearly over. And after washing the nets, Peter could look forward to catching up on some well-needed rest. But then Jesus stepped into his boat. I wonder what Peter was thinking when the Lord did that, and when he told Peter to put out into the water and then proceeded to teach the crowds gathered at the shore, and all Peter could do was sit there and listen. And when Jesus had finished, and at last Peter's work seemed to be at an end, Jesus turned to him with yet one more task. "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Peter could have said in his weariness, "Can't I go home and sleep now?" But Peter had been listening to Jesus, and in listening had been drawn to the Savior. He was the first catch of the day. Peter said, "At your word I will let down the nets." And of course the result was a haul of fish so great that one boat could not hold the catch, but a second also was filled to overflowing. At this, Peter fell down before Jesus. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter not only confesses Jesus to be Lord, he knows himself to be unworthy in the Lord's presence. But Jesus did not leave. He had stepped into Peter's boat for a reason. He extended words of pardon to Peter. "Do not be afraid." And he called Peter to a new life with him. "From now on, you will be catching men." What a strange choice. Jesus calls Peter to be his agent in catching men when Peter had already proven himself unable even to catch fish. How is he worthy of this kind of promotion? At the end of that previous night's fishing, it wasn't just the nets that were being washed up. Peter was washed up, He was a man wholly insufficient for the work to be done. Worse yet, he was a sinner, a man who had not just failed professionally, but who had failed in his life before God over and again. Maybe you can identify with Peter in your weariness and frustration, in your failure and sin. You too are unworthy. Even so, Jesus stepped into your boat, and he is there for a reason, and he is not going to leave. On that day when the eternal Son of God took on human flesh and entered this world, we could say that he put himself in the same boat with the whole human race. He became one of us so that he could be our Savior by his atoning death on the cross. And on that day when the gospel of Jesus first came to you, whether in your baptism or in the hearing of the word, on that day, Jesus stepped into your boat, into your life, with his grace that brings the forgiveness of your sins, and with a calling that brought you a new life with him. At Jesus' word, Peter, who was completely deficient in every way, was made fit by the all-sufficient Christ. And this man who had labored all night with no result would now labor in the light and for the day with the zeal and sufficiency that only Jesus can give. God's call to you is not a call to be an apostle like Peter, but it is a call, like Peter, to be a listener to Jesus and a follower of Jesus. It is a call that makes you sufficient by his grace, a call that brings you the full forgiveness of sins that Jesus won when he died for you and rose again. The Lord Jesus stepped into your boat and he changed everything. And at his word, he has set a new course for you into the deep waters of God's limitless favor and love, that you might be filled to overflowing by him. Amen.
We thank Pastor Daniel Hahn, Jr. for this meditation on God's Word.